Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Representative Marcus C. Evans, Jr. He's from the 33rd District, because I was saying, as I was reading this, I was thinking you were the guy that said that you use Metra and CTA a lot, when in fact it was a union president that was saying that. But I'm sure that you have used it, right?
Yeah, well, we can get the answer today. The answer is yes. You know, I am legitimately from Chicago, elementary school, high school. So I've utilized CTA, Metra, all of that my whole life,
Yeah, and what is happening? I know there's a bill that's being looked at and proposals, because there are some issues. And first of all, let's start with that. What is the biggest issue facing CTA, Metra, Pace, and RTA? And are they going to try and put that all into one agency?
Well, we have to identify the issue. The issue is, do we have a world-class public transportation system in this world-class city of Chicago? The answer is no. If you get somebody to call in and say they're happy with CTA, Metro, and their coordination, that person must be insane. Okay? We know, we can all agree, Democrat, Republican, black, white, north side, south side, our public transit systems, they don't work together. They're not very good. They're becoming expensive unnecessarily. They have a lot of deferred maintenance. They need improvement. And that's the reality. So I think this bill looks to attack that problem that we all can agree. Do you think CTA is safe? I don't think so. Do you think it's overly reliable? I don't think so, right? Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? But and then they took a big financial hit during COVID, and they've never really recovered, right?
Yeah, and I think you could say even prior to COVID, it was underutilized. So this city has always been underutilized, because our public transit should be much better, and we need to put a prime focus on that. Let's make this a world-class public transit system. You got to have four or five cars. You got to have a car for Metro. You got to have a car for Amtrak. A car. You know, who's keeping up with all of these cars? You know, you got the buses are not arriving on time. We got the reports of ghost buses. We got leadership at CTA that was very qualified and capable, but they just ran out of energy and innovation. Now we need energy, innovation, and growth in our public transit.
I've never been in one of the new cars, but my sister came into the city last week and she showed me pictures, because it was so exciting. Like, oh my gosh, look at this new car and what a difference it makes. But where's the money going to come to bring all of this up to date?
I think the first thing is having a proper structure and trust. Who wants to give money to something that doesn't make sense, right? You got to have a plan. And I think what we're trying to do with this legislation is say, are all these systems working together? Is PACE, Metro, and CTA working together? The answer is no today. That's insane. Let's work together. So this is saying RTA, and not the RTA of the past, which kind of did nothing but made recommendations. We want to give RTA the muscle and the fiscal responsibility over our tax dollars to say, somebody has to be responsible, and let's bring all these service boards together. So that's really what this bill is doing the most, is somebody's in charge, which is the RTA, and all the service boards will work together. We're forcing coordination. We're making sure that I'm going to have a good experience on CTA, PACE, and Metro, and I'm going to be safe on CTA, PACE, and Metro. And I think that's what we all want. It should have happened 30 years ago.
Right. And how does the union fit into all of this, and what do they say?
I think what the unions are saying, and they support this particular legislation, I have House Bill 2963, and there's a Senate Bill 1938. You know, the Labor Alliance for Public Transportation is really a unified voice of some of our union folks. And they're saying that we should be building, right? In Chicago, we don't have enough cranes, right? In Chicago, we don't have enough innovation and good projects. You go to major cities like Boston, D.C., New York, London, they have public transit that makes sense. It's active, it's being utilized. Here in Chicago, it's still underutilized. So let's make it what it should be. And they support it, of course, and they want to work. You know, union folks want to build things, union folks want to have jobs. So I think for them, growth makes sense. But for all of us, growth makes sense. The because even for the average user, you just want a better system. I want to get from here to there in the quickest amount of time and the safest amount, and that's just not happening today.
I got to tell you, State Rep, we've been talking about this forever, and nothing seems to get done.
Yeah, it is. But nothing's getting done because we almost feel like the problem is too big to fix. Sometimes, right. And that's when you get disillusioned. You say, you know what? It is what it is, right? And we just deal with it. But I'm saying we can't think like that. You know, I want to think like we can get what we need. And I do believe, you know, and that hope is an overutilized term in politics, but it is possible. You know, we can build a public transit system better than the one we have. We can get one card and you can ride the Metra, PACE, and CTA. Let's just start there, right? I mean,
yeah.
I can take a picture, watch a movie, and make a phone call on my iPhone, right?
Hey, were you present for the governor's budget speech the other day?
Without question, yes.
What did you think of that? Because, you know, it took about a day for it to kind of explode, people saying what he had to say was historical and strong. What was your opinion of everything he addressed? Not just about the budget, but everything else.
Well, the budget part, and he touched on it. He said, this is my seventh budget. He told everybody, we're in a seven-year relationship. I don't have to tell you, like, peanut butter and jelly, right? We kind of know where Governor Pritzker stands. He supports women's rights. He supports working with minorities. He's pretty clear on what he supports.
Right.
So the man didn't have to spend an hour introducing himself, right? Some people were looking for a regurgitation of what we already know. This is his seventh budget. You know what he's going to support or not support, right? We know what he supports. So I think he didn't have to prove himself again. He is going to support the core values of the citizens of Illinois. So the speech was really focused on how he's not going to allow the federal government to deteriorate funding government services. And he spent a lot of time with the Trump attacks. Of course he did. He's a top figure in the country. You knew he was going to do a lot of the Trump talk, right? We already knew that. But let's focus on the budget. He said, I'm going to be me, which is what we liked, right? He's supporting local governments, and he's going to do the most he can. Now, he said we expect our receipts, which is the money that we take in from the state, to be lower than we would like. So he's going to be fiscally responsible. But that's good because we need our credit ratings to stay up. So I was pleased with the budget. It's just that the clickbait stuff he said, everybody wants to focus on that. You know, but
right.
In your seventh year, you don't – what can he say that you don't know? It's his seventh budget. You know, it was like – what people were like, oh, my God, he talked about Trump. Yeah, because this is a new thing. He wants you to know that Trump wants to cut Medicaid. He doesn't want to do that. Trump wants to focus on DEI, which is nonsense. You know, qualified people of all different races, backgrounds should have opportunities, and we should give everybody opportunities. And because DEI is not just about black, white, and women. We want Southern Illinois white men. We want Northern Illinois white men. We want a diversity in thought, not just diversity in skin color. So that's what DEI really is about, having different minds together. So I thought the budget address was great, but the clickbait was so heavy that people just focused on the clickbait. You know, but if you listen to what the man said, he said, I'm going to be me, right? And which is, we like him.
Right, and it looks like he's the man that's going to try and take on Trump a few years from now for that seat as president. I mean, that's pretty apparent in the way he lays things out.
Yeah, I think he would like to be. From my view, and as I'm a Democrat, I would like to have a strong Democrat that in a few years would lead our country, because we need to focus on the working man and woman. And a Democrat is going to focus on all folks and kind of unify people. You know, there's too many divisive politicians now, and it's kind of irritating. You know, let's unify people, because I like white people, black people, brown people, all people. I want the good to team up against the bad, not the black against the white or the Mexican against this, but I want the good against the bad. The people that want to be productive and grow this city and grow this country and grow this state. And that's what he needs to look to, unifying good people.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
That's State Representative Marcus C. Evans, Jr. from the 33rd District.